Hello, everyone. Facebook is loading. We'll wait for Facebook to load. Hello, everyone. This is Soul Essentials Healing Hour. Here on Monday night, or good morning, good afternoon. Depends on where you're tuning in from. If you are on and you have a question, say hi and let me know. Hey, Ken. It's always my nap time at this time. What do you guys want to talk about today? I didn't pick a topic today. I was gonna wait and see what some of you guys wanted to talk about. Last time we talked about watching your thoughts, because I'm still finding that that's a big issue with people, that they're not watching their thoughts. They're letting their thoughts take them over, letting their thoughts control them and bring them down. So they're trying and they're feeling good for a moment, and then the thoughts are kind of being let to run free, and it's bringing them back down, and they're repeating the old patterns. The same thing happened with another person that I talked to today. Again, if I could just not yawn when I come on here, is they had got stuck back into old patterns, and they didn't even realize that they got stuck in those old patterns. So that was what we talked about last time. And what do you guys want to talk about tonight? Yeah, and anything that you guys just need to absolutely talk about? So we can talk about healing, we can talk about thoughts, we can do self-esteem, we can do spiritual stuff if you guys want. I believe, is it the full moon tonight, Ken? Letting go of past problems. Yeah, it's breaking the cycle. Breaking the cycle, breaking the addiction to unhappiness, breaking the addiction to being miserable. So tonight's a full moon. That's a yes to the full moon, right, Ken? So tonight is the night that you want to set your intentions into the moon. So almost imagine writing them into the moon. You want to get your paper and pencil out and write them. Now, there's some that say that you need to do it before midnight. I don't know if I've always followed that rule to a T. Yeah. You could make moon water. But you definitely want to do at least some meditating or some praying or some thought, some writing, some journaling on your intentions, your desires that you want tonight, because it is a full moon. It is the best time to do that. It's the best time to bring that to you. See, I am not an astrologer. It's not something that I follow. Is it, are we waning or waxing, Can? Which one are we doing? Because getting over the fear of fear, yeah, that's a good one. We're waxing. So we want to bring stuff to us. It's a time to bring new things to us. One of the things to remember is that if we want to bring new things to our life, it is a good idea to clean out some things. So even though it's cold outside and most people do their spring cleaning in the spring, because the weather warms up and we feel like we have more energy, the sun comes out, we are feeling better. I think that the winter is a good time to clean out drawers and closets too. Because one, you are stuck inside and you can't go outside, or you can, but it's freezing. So it's a way to keep busy by cleaning out those closets. So when you clean out clutter, when you clean out closets, clean out the junk drawer, things like that, you're opening space for new things to come to you. Some people will take it as far as cleaning out their friends or their family. We don't have to go that far, but you can if you feel like you need to. But it is a good idea to do some spring cleaning. It helps to allow space for new things to come in. You don't want to keep old stuff and just keep hanging on to old things and that old energy. You know, I'm not saying to get rid of everything. I have some things, I have certain things, but I myself have been cleaning out some drawers and getting rid of some old things that have just, been around for a while. I'm not using them. I don't really need them. And it makes space for the new. That's part of also something that you might want to do in this time. Just clear up the energy. Having your space cleared up, and I'm not telling you to be perfect or whatever, but having your space cleared up clears up the energy around you, clears up the energy in your home. It does help to have your energy cleared up. So right now I have a mess going on because I'm back to trying to deal with all of my I took all of my mom's clothes when she died to make blankets. So it's a little bit hard to do because of my neck and my hands being numb and hurting, but I thought, you know what, it's time for me to clean up that space, to clean up those clothes. So while you're talking to the moon tonight, while you're writing, praying, meditating, imagining to the moon what you would like to bring into your life, remember it's a good idea to clean out some of those closets, those 5 extra pairs of jeans that you haven't worn in 3 years. Get rid of them. Put them in a bag. Donate them. Take them somewhere. Okay? So that's something to think about. So let's see. What was the first thing that you thought of, Candace? Hi, Berta. How are you? You brought up... letting go of past problems. So it kind of goes in along with cleaning out your closets. Letting go of past problems goes along with watching your thoughts and watching your energy, not bringing up old problems. So when we live a life of abuse or neglect, or if you have a significant thing that has happened to you in your life, big thing that's happened to you, an emotional trauma of some sort, what happens is the mind will take like a snapshot of that event. Because it's so traumatic, the mind will take like a snapshot of it. And I've went over this with people for like years of telling them the reason that that's the one memory that you keep bringing back up is because that was so traumatic for you at that time. So your body literally takes a snapshot. It takes notice of the room, the weather, the temperature, the sky, the sounds, the smells. It takes a picture of all of it. It literally takes a snapshot of all of it and it implants it into your subconscious mind. Deep memories. The younger the trauma, the deeper it gets, the deeper it gets into the subconscious, but like the more that it gets embedded into that subconscious. So it can be a whole video clip. You can think of it that way. Some people don't see things in videos, but it could be the whole scenario that you imagine. A lot of it is the memory, the part of the scene, what people said, what you said, what happened. So when it's a traumatic event, You take a snapshot of it. And it could be a traumatic event of a car accident, traumatic event of losing a job, traumatic event of getting in a fight with your child, getting in a fight with your girlfriend. It doesn't matter, okay? Any type of traumatic event. What the brain then decides and the body decides that it needs to do from that point on is, because it was a traumatic event, because you snapshotted it, because you really embedded it into your memory, body decides that now it needs to figure out how to protect itself from that ever happening again. So you become on like high alert, you know, cautious and leery and watching out, like, to make sure that this is never going to happen to you again. So in a way, you become really sensitive to what people say, what people do, what's going on around you, how things are happening, how people are treating you. You become really sensitive to that, right? And because we're so sensitive, and because we have this idea that we need to protect ourselves, sometimes we're like on too much on edge. Does that make sense? So we're too sensitive. We're too much on edge that this is going to happen again, or that everybody's doing this to me. And this is going to recreate the scenario. Right. Because these events are traumatic, the body starts trying to protect itself from ever having it happen again. And so we become like super sensitive. We get upset about things that maybe we shouldn't get upset about, or we're just on high alert. And then we live from that base. We live from that high alert base, and that, you know, basically you're living in that flight or fight mode all the time. You're just always living from that space. You don't ever get to feel true peace. One of the first things to realize is, and it's not to say that whatever happened to you didn't happen, and it's not to say that it wasn't traumatic and that it didn't hurt, and, you know, that there shouldn't be some pain involved, is to realize that it did happen in the past. It is not currently happening now. So when we keep bringing up that memory, and it brings up that whole snapshot or that whole video clip, brings up all the emotions, what happens is your body and your mind think it's happening right now. And you go into defense mode, or freak out mode, or panic attack mode. But the reality is it's not actually happening right now. So remember, I've said to you guys before, you remember that I've said that your, and I learned this years ago, your mind and your body does not know the difference between real and fake. It does not know the difference. So if I think about a traumatic event right now, it will feel like it's happening right now, even though it happened 30 years ago. It happened 10 years ago. It happened 6 months ago. My mind and my body will feel as though it's happening right now. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody so far? So one of the things to do is to realize that this has happened in the past. It is not currently happening right now. And that you are safe. So to keep reminding yourself, I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. The other part that happens usually is, usually when things happen to us when we are younger. So this is if it happens when you're younger. Is when we're younger, we don't have a lot of control. We don't have, That's good, Berta. So we don't have a lot of control. We don't have a lot of say. We don't really have anywhere to go, right, when we're younger and these things happen. But now, what you need to realize is that you're an adult now. and that you do have say, and you can leave, and you can make choices, right? If things happened to you when you were younger, you didn't have a lot of control, you didn't have a lot of say, but to now realize that at this point, you do have a choice. You do have a say. You can make a choice. You can leave. You could say, no, I'm not doing that, whatever it is, right? So that's one thing to realize when we're getting over hurts of the past, is that they're in the past. Rethinking them is only going to re-traumatize you. When we rethink about things that happened to us in the past, we are re-traumatizing ourselves. Don't do that. Don't think about things that happened in the past today. Right. Now, that's when you were little. When you were little, you couldn't defend yourself. But today, you are big and you're strong. So that's another thing to remind yourself, that when you start going out into your world and you start worrying that, you know, something's going to happen to you, or somebody's going to take advantage of you, or maybe somebody's going to yell at you, you can stop yourself from those thoughts. You can take a breath and you can say, you know what? I am in control here. I have power here. I can walk away. I can say no. So you have to learn to have faith that you will do what you need to do to take care of you. I know that's a lot of use, but you have to learn to trust that you will do what you need to do to take care of you. Whether that be hang up the phone, don't answer the text, go home, say no, you will do what you have to do, right? Anything that's happened to you in the past, one of the biggest things to do is to look at it, figure out what you needed to learn out of the lesson, figure out the changes you need to make, and let it go. Rethinking it is not going to help you. Rethinking it is going to keep you stuck in that past. Now, for most of you, if I was to ask you, did you like that event? Did you like what happened? No, you didn't like it. It was a trauma. Rethinking about it, you're not going to like it. Doesn't matter how many times you rethink it. Stop rethinking it. And then at some point you made a decision that you had to defend yourself against this. And then some of us made the decision that everybody treats us this way. When you have a deeply held belief like that, what's going to happen is the universe is going to say, okay, let me bring you people that will confirm that for you. Because that's the energy you're putting out. If you're putting out the energy that I'm weak, I'm wounded, I'm a victim, abuse me, walk on me, I'm not strong, then the universe is going to bring you those people to confirm your belief. When you start to believe, you know what, even if that person comes to me, I'm going to be able to handle it. I'm going to be able to deal with it. I'll do whatever I need to do. The universe will stop bringing those people to you because you've learned the lesson. You've learned to trust in yourself. You've learned to believe in yourself. Right. So this makes sense? There are some others that are on here. If you have a question that you want to ask, right now we're just talking about how to get over the past. We cannot change the past, everybody, okay? We cannot change the past, but we can learn to deal with the future better. We don't want to keep thinking about the past, and we don't want to try to run or hide or defend ourselves from that ever happening again. Because the reality is we can't really say that it's never going to happen again. Anything is possible. The likelihood of it happening again is low, but anything is possible, but it's better to live in, from the vantage of, it doesn't matter what happens, I will deal with it. I may not like it, but I'll deal with it. And I can deal with it, right? So, fear of fear. Yeah. So you guys can let me know what you think about what I said first, and then let me know what else you want to talk about. All of these things that you're bringing up, Candace, past issues, fear of fear, these are all root chakra issues. The first chakra, these are all root chakra issues. This is where we get our sense of security in life. It normally comes from our parents. It comes from not feeling safe when we're little, when we're small, when we're young. Knowing your history, I can see where that comes, but also this is something that bleeds into teenagehood, right? So fear of fear. Fear is, again, it goes along with what we said before. I have a fear that something's going to happen to me, or bad things are going to happen to me, or people are going to hurt me. Those are one kinds of fear, one type of fear. Then we have fears of not being perfect, not being good enough. Right? We can have fears of losing other people in our life. So there are so many different types of fear. There's also the fear of failure. A lot of people have the fear of success. That's another one that people don't realize that they have. Like, if I'm going to be successful, then what? Sometimes I have the fear of, like, if I won the lotto, what would I do? Because I have so many kids. Like, would they just keep asking me for money? Right? Oh, I'm joking with you guys. That it really is a fear that I have, but maybe that's why I haven't won the lotto yet, right? Yes. Fear of success. What if I'm successful? Would I be able to handle that kind of life? So there's many, many fears. Here's the thing about fear, and a fear also leads into control. So if I have fear, then I will try to overcontrol my life and others to avoid from those things that I'm afraid of from happening, right? So, Candace, you're saying yes, you would ask for more money? That's my problem. That my kids would just keep asking for more money, so how can I win the lotto? Right? So when you have fear, a lot of times you try to control everything so that you're going to make it to where whatever it is you're afraid of isn't going to happen. Okay? It's not going to work. We can never control everything in life to avoid our fears. A lot of times we also have fear because we don't believe in ourselves and we don't trust ourselves. So a lot of this goes back to learning to trust and believe in yourself. Learning that whatever it is that you're going to be facing, you will be able to handle it. Okay? That doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable. It doesn't mean that you're going to like what you go through or what you have to face, but it means that you'll be okay. So you learn to listen to the side of yourself that says, you know what, I can do this, more than you listen to the fear side. So there's a three-day process that Abraham Hicks talks about it. Lots of other spiritual teachers talk about. So you create a desire, right? That's day one. Day two, all the fears come up, all the reasons why you should not do this thing. All the excuses, my kids, my money, my car, the dog, all these reasons why I should not do these things. Then, if you can get to day three, then you can now move forward. Most of us can't get past the day two. We can't get past day two because all our fears, all our excuses take us over and we stop. The body is designed to protect you. So you have a desire, you have a want, you have something you want to do, something you want to achieve. But the body likes the same. It likes normal, it likes familiar. So it's like, whoa, you're getting too dangerous. What are you trying to do? What do you mean you're trying to try to do something? No, we're not going to do nothing new. We're going to stay the same. And we're just going to not do anything, okay? That's a protection mode. So you have to learn what your body's doing. You have to work with the process of your body. You have to realize all the excuses are going to come up. You have to not listen to them. You have to keep going. You have to get to that day three. Does that mean that you should just do crazy things? No. Does that mean that you should have some rational thought about what you want to do? Yeah, you should. But most of us make up all the excuses as to why, because we're afraid. We're just afraid. So that's what I would do with fear. Okay. Candace, no. You're going to make it to where I can never win the lotto. If you guys would just keep asking for money, like, no, take that back, Candace. So we've talked about getting over the past. We've talked about fear. Okay. And learning to get past that fear. Learning to trust in yourself that you will deal with it, you will handle things. Okay, looking, but I'm saying, Candace, that you would keep asking. Hi, Samar, how are you? You're having a great time over there. One of these days I'm going to get to Maui. I'm going to get there. My youngest girls are getting older, and soon I will be able to get over there. So on this topic of getting over the past, on being afraid, on believing in yourself, what is it that you guys want to talk about, or do you want to talk about something else? Now remember, when I said that those are in... Right. It's not just kids, it's cousins. Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's something that would be really awesome. Yes, I would so do that. Totally. Totally do that. So when it comes to the root chakra, you guys, that's the one that's red. When I'm talking about that one, it's the one that's red. So, I remember I told you I was going to do some energy healing on myself and see if I could help my neck. So I've been doing a lot more meditation, And, you know, a lot of people talk about the chakras and they talk about the energy vortexes, and they never really explain what they look like. Or you're supposed to spin your chakras to the right. That's to open them. And they say to imagine that this is like a spinning vortex, okay? So for me, it's almost, some people will say that the chakras are like wheels, but to me it always seemed that like the chakra system would have to interlink. So let's see if I can make this make sense here. Okay, so we're just talking about the seven main ones. Now we know, like we've talked about the 12 chakras, but there's actually many more than that. Your feet and your hands have chakras in them. I believe that your knees, every joint is a chakra point. There's also, for me, I feel like there's a chakra here on the thymus gland, okay? I've picked up other chakras around the third eye on myself. So I really think that there's a lot more. But so what I want to explain to you, I don't know if I can get this in the picture here. Okay. So you have like the seven chakras, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. So can you guys see that? Or is the light too much? Can you see it? It's kind of hard to see. The seven chakras, right? I hope I turn the light down a little bit. Will you be able to see it a little better? I can't see anything. But for me, so it's not just these chakras, like right here's the chakra and it's just going out. There's also a central line that runs through these chakras, that runs right through. Okay? So there's a central line that runs through them. But each one of these, so like I have the crown chakra here, okay, here, but this one loops into the third eye, and this one loops into the throat, and this one loops into the heart. So it's like this interlocking system that goes back up and comes back around. So not only do they rotate this way, I know it's, I'm making all kinds of gestures. So your chakras supposedly rotate this way, but that energy goes out, but it comes back in, and it's always flowing. But then they merge into the center. Okay? So it like comes up through your feet, out your head, out into the chakra. The crown chakra goes in, comes out the third eye, right? It does like this. Do you guys see? So because people never really explain what it looks like or what it feels like. So I'm just explaining to you that when I talk to you about the chakra system, so you're going to want to work on the base chakra. For those of you that have a lot of fear, that have a lot of trauma, we're working on the base chakra, okay? Also, the throat chakra is another part because we normally don't speak up when we have a lot of abuse. But when they say that by working on the chakras, you balance the system, and by working on one, it also shifts the other ones, it's because it is this interlocking system. They're all intertwining, flowing together. So you have the central channel that flows up, but that channel comes out and comes back in to each one of these chakras, right? But now, I'm going to take it this a little bit further. So you imagine this wheel, okay, spinning, this energy vortex spinning. And as I started to look into this vortex, it was almost like gold threads of energy spiraling, like thread, literally. So I'm looking into my chakra and I'm seeing gaps in that chakra. So it's like it's spinning, but it's like it wasn't all connected. Okay? Does that make sense? So it was like it was these strings of thread, and these strings were energy. So these energy strings, but they were broken. But it was still spinning, but it wasn't full. So it was very interesting because I've never had somebody explain it to me that way. You know, they're always, you know, we always say, imagine the red light, breathe it in, take it into your cells, breathe it out, release, let your chakra fill up, and then also filling the chakra with the white light. But it is like its own little spiral web. Each chakra is its own spiral web of energy strings. Okay? So when you do your meditation, try to get deeper into those chakras, each one. Try to go into each one deeper. Try to really sense what they look like, what they feel like. I almost wish I could draw what I'm saying, but the light isn't working for me to be able to draw it. So it would be almost like, you know, that hypnotizing circle? It would almost be like this, is what it looks like. Okay? It's almost like that, like it's the spinning energy threads. So, what I found was that I could link, that I could find the broken pieces in the vortex, in the chakra, and I could link them, I could relink them to make it whole, to make it better, make it stronger. So anyways, that's a little tangent off on the side about chakras and healing. Because the reason why I said that to you guys is because over all the years that I've been doing this, I can tell you that there are two things, main things, that I have found that have made probably the biggest changes. And the biggest changes I've seen in clients. And I hope that that all made sense, Karen. So when you guys go into your meditation, if you want to imagine that, like this spiral energy, and if see if there's any blocks or any breakages and link them back together. So the things that I have found that made the biggest changes with clients were, number one, stopping those thoughts. Noticing when you have sunk back into an old thought pattern. That was that's the number one thing that we do. I cannot tell you how many times I, myself, with others, have said, oh, that's an old thought pattern. How did we get back there? The second thing is gratitude. Gratitude, I have seen gratitude do the biggest changes, transformations in people. And that's whether I'm working with people with substance abuse, the addictions, depression, anxiety, marriage therapy, it doesn't matter. Gratitude is like one of the biggest game changers, really. If you can force yourself when you're depressed, when you're sad, when you're in your dark, deep moments where nothing seems to matter and the only thoughts that you seem to be able to have are those depressed ones, are those ones where it just seems like, why is this even worth it? Why am I even doing this? If you can just take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes and just practice gratitude. And what I will do is I'll practice it and then your mind gets distracted and I'll be way over here and I'll be like, oh, whoa, how'd you get over there? Come back over here. Let's go back to this. And I mean gratitude for, be thankful that I have a chair right now, because I could not have this chair, that I have this laptop, that I have a couch, that I have a bed, that I have sheets, that I have pillows. The little things. I remember when I was raising my girls, and you guys might think this is crazy, but I was so unbelievably poor for so much of my life, especially my first three girls, that I could not afford to buy sandwich baggies for their lunches. I couldn't afford it. Be thankful for sandwich baggies, for God's sakes. It seems trivial, but that is one of the biggest things I have seen make change in people's lives. Really, just be thankful. If you can do that, it will change your energy. And if it doesn't change your energy right then, it'll change it. Like, you'll notice within a half hour, maybe an hour, that you're in just a little bit different space. Okay? It really works. I've seen that work miracles. The other thing that I have found across the board is some sort of meditation. Now, prayer is meditation. The difference with prayer is prayer, the way we are taught prayer. Yeah, I was so poor in my life at times. It was insane. It's insane how poor I've been. The way that we have been taught prayer is not really the right way to pray. We have been taught to pray by begging. God, please, 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 please. That's not the right way to pray. You are to ask as if it has already been given, right? Ask anything in my name and it shall be done. It shall be given. Because we are to talk to God, to have a conversation with God. We're to say, okay, I know you know what I need. I know that you know what's going on. Can you help me out with this? And then we're to say thank you as if it is already happened. Not in a begging manner. You ask and then you have faith that it's done. You have faith that it's already done. It's already answered. Because the reality is that anything that you ask, the answer is already yes. But now we're getting into manifestation, and that's not what I wanted to go into, okay? So any type of meditation has made a difference. Those are the things that I have found across the board that have worked for almost everybody I have ever talked to, ever helped, ever, okay? So if you can do some sort of meditation. Now, meditation is a scary word for many people, because many people think it's like this deep, total letting go, and we're just in this total blissful state, and it's very intimidating when you first hear, oh, you need to meditate, or meditate. But and it's very intimidating to do that, right? Now, the meditation also helps with your psychic ability. It also helps with talking to people on the other side. It'll also help with healing your body, healing your parts of your life, getting answers, getting insight into things. So to do meditation, all you have to do is just try to quiet the mind a little bit, okay? Just to get the mind into a peaceful state where it's not talking so much. If you're not good at meditation at first, try to focus, then use what they call the guided meditations. Those are the ones where the person talks to you, okay? So you can go on YouTube, you can look up guided meditation. And they'll guide you through the meditation. They'll talk you through it. That's why a lot of people like those. I personally don't like those ones. If I do, I have like a specific intention, like a guided meditation to, heal your soul, or a guided meditation to something. Like, it's very specific. So you can do that. You can go onto YouTube. You can type in guided meditation. Heal depression, guided meditation, heal whatever, soul relief, whatever you want, it doesn't matter. But if you're not good at meditation, that's what I would suggest, is you use a guided meditation and then pick the topic that you want to be guided on. I've done it for soul healing. I've done it for past life. I've done it for all those things. It will increase your psychic ability, okay? I personally do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of different kinds of meditation, and I always do a meditation, in a sense, before I do a reading, always. I always do a meditation before I do a healing. When I do a healing on a person, we do a meditation, always. That's what we do. I'm really walking you through a meditation. Is what I'm doing. Okay, so to answer your question, Samara, what I'm doing is I am meditation flying. No, I'm not doing meditation flying. I fly in my dreams sometimes. I don't always fly in my dreams, but it happens, 3-4 times a year. It's so fun. It is just so unbelievably fun. If you imagine, like, your soul finally gets to leave this teeny tiny cramped body and it just gets to be free and just float around. It's just so fun. I can't even, I just love it. So I am doing the meditations though to connect to the quantum field, which the quantum field is, where everything connects and everything is one and where all possibilities lie. So you could call it God's field, quantum field, and I'm meditating to get into that field, to connect to that field, to love you too, Ken. Heal my neck is what I'm doing. And I, with you guys, I can talk with this. With other people, I can't really talk about it. People look at me like I'm crazy and surgery yet. I want to try this and I want to do it and I'm getting some results from it. So these are the things that I know heal people, okay? At the end of the day, what really has to happen is you have to really start to believe in yourself. Okay? You have to believe in yourself and you have to know that whatever it is that you have went through, there's a reason that you went through it. And while it may not have all been pretty, you did make it to the other side. And there is a reason that you made it to the other side. You were supposed to make it to the other side. You are not supposed to be here and continue to suffer. That is not why you're here. We all suffer. We all go through things. That's part of being here on Earth. Because Earth is the place of dualistic, of dichotomy, of up, down, black, white, dark, light, cold, hot. Earth is that place. That is what's here. There will always be two sides of everything. Always. Okay? That's what Earth is about. When you are on the other side, you do learn, you do grow over there, but you are connected, fully connected back in with Source, with God, with One, with the Creator, with Spirit. So you have that wisdom, but you can't experience chocolate cake. You can't experience swimming in the beach. You have to come here to do that. Here, we have different experiences, okay? So you are going to go through things. They are not all going to be fun, okay? But you cannot stay in the past. That's not what you're meant to do. You're not meant to continue to suffer. And yes, we should think about things. Yes, we should think about our choices. We should not just go be crazy and just not think about anything or have any plans. But holding yourself back because of fear is not what you're meant to do either. You're not meant to suffer forever. You're not meant to be sad forever. And you're not meant to be fully held back because of fear. Now, should you have some fear? Sure, because that helps us to think things through, right? To make some decisions. You have to have some kind of fear. Or you'd just be the person that's just constantly run into the street. And after you got hit by the car 5 times, be like, well, you should have a little bit of fear of cars, right? So a little bit is okay. But if it's holding you back and you've got a wall up defending yourself because and you're afraid to move forward because of it, no. Right? We are here to experience, to grow, to love, to heal. So one of the biggest lessons I could ever give you is believe in yourself, love yourself. Whatever mistakes you made in the past, those are in the past. You're not the same person today. You're a different person. Okay? And trust me, God doesn't judge you for those things. That's not what he cares about. He does want you to be nice to others. He wants you to care for others. He wants you to open the door. He wants you to smile. He wants you to do those things. But he doesn't care about your accomplishments. Those are not important to him. So believe in yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Practice some gratitude when you're feeling super, super down. Okay? Try some meditation. Those are the things. Know that you're worthy. All right? So, what else before we jump off here? Anything else for tonight? You guys want to talk about? A couple more years, Samar. My girls are going to be really old. They're getting older. We're going to go to Hawaii together. A couple more years. All right, everybody. If you don't have any more questions, I will jump off. I hope that this helped you. And I will repost it for you if you need to listen to it again. And I hope that everybody has an awesome week. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.